well, hitvatma padam grihamandha kupam. Existence in such a dark well is certainly suicidal. If one wants relief from the miserable condition of material life, one must voluntarily give up his lusty relationship with his wife. Otherwise, there is no question of self-realization. Unless one is extremely advanced in spiritual consciousness, household life is nothing but a dark well in which one commits suicide. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that in due time, at least after one's 50th year, one must give up household life and go to the forest. Vanam gatom yad darim ashrayita. There one should seek shelter at the lotus feet of Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham shi guru shi yuta padakamalam shi gurun vaishnavamscha shi rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatham vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shi radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shi vishakhanvitamscha namo vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chinamine Shivarshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripadvaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala premadya shirupanuga bhaktida shigaura karuna shakti vigrahaya namostute namaste gauravani shimurtaye jinatarine rupanuga virudhapa siddhanta dvanta harine namo gaura kishoraya sakshat vairagya murtaye vipralambara sambodhi padambujaya te namaha namo bhaktivinodaya sachitananda namine Gaura Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaurir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdishta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarobama Shi Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Chapachitanam Pavanebhyo Navebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurutvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surataupangor Mama Manda Matergachi Matsarva Swapadambojao Radha Madana Mohana Divyat Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadaha Srimatrat Nagara Simhasanastao Shimadratha Shila Govinda Devao Prishtali Bir Sivyamanao Smarami Shimandra Sara Sarambi Bamsibata Tatastita Kashan Venusvanar Gopir Gopinatha Shiestuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Ajanu Lambita Budho Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Dijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Esya prasadat agyopi sadya sarvagyatam vrajay sashi chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu Vande shi krishna chaitanya nityananda sahoditao Gaudodaye pushpavantao chitrav sandao tamonudao Govindo valabhe radhe pratyetva maham sadatva diyam ichi janatu Govindo mam tvaya saha.
Thank you for helping me for this
auspicious invocation. We are not doing it often, so I decided to do it today. Okay, so in order to put a little bit more fire, more ghee in the fire, I choose another verses from Srimad Bhagavatam on the same topic, and I would like to read a little bit more. It's from the seventh canto, where it's famous chapter where Prahlad Maharaj instructs his demoniac schoolmates. In the first verse in this chapter is famous, Kaumara Acharyat Pragyo Dharam Bhagavataniha Manusham Durlabam Manusham Janma Tadapi Adruvam Arshadam Adruvam Adruvam Arshadam. So this is eighth verse. It's very nice purport and comment by Srila Prabhupada, and it's the same topic practically. Drapurena kamina mohena cha baliyasa sisham griheshu shaktasya pramatasya pepi tihi. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years is also wasted because even during those years he cannot engage himself in devotional service. What a person to attach to a household life, it's next verse, due to being unable to control his senses can liberate himself. An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children and other relatives. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Kaumara Charyat Pragyo Dharam Bhagavatam Niha, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagement. And text 10, not 10, 11 and 13. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always think of their sweet words. How could he give up the association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up such association, that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm, which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? A little bit from the comment. From another comment. I don't know how for you, but it's for me it's like balm on the heart. Okay, anyway. So it's a very vivid explanation of material life. And actually, sometimes we say that there is no happiness in family life. But actually, there is a happiness. There is some happiness. Otherwise, we could be called Mayavadis, who said, nothing here, everything is illusion. But this happiness has two problems, main problem. First of all, by enjoying material life, we forget our constitutional position of the servant of the Lord, and we forget about the God. And the second one is that it's temporary. Sorry, I have only theoretical knowledge, you know. You have all probably as a realized knowledge. I have only theoretical, you know, from the books. So, okay. So, and here is explained, you know, 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj explained this. Just 5-year-old boy, he explained to his also 5-6-year-old boys. You know, they're talking between each other, and Prahlad Maharaj speaking such high topics. So, actually, there is happiness in material life, but the problem is that we forget about our nature. You know, because when, you know, little child comes and we see, and he comes up to us and said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Papa, Mama, Mama, oh, you are so happy. It's happiness, yeah, right? But it's flickering happiness, as Prahlad Maharaj said. And wife, you know, when we have a hard time and difficult, your wife comes up to you and says sweet words. So it's happiness. But this is a problem. If it would be, as Srila Prabhupada said, that spiritual life and material life go ill together, right? So it would be no problem if we can think about our family and think about Krishna at the same time, it would be good. But Krishna created such a thing that if you think about one, you cannot think about the other. It's very difficult. As Srila Prabhupada explained in that purport, that it's otherwise, if you're not very advanced, it's very difficult. Actually, if you're not spiritually in advance in spiritual consciousness, whole life is nothing but a dark well in which one commits suicide. So Srila Prabhupada, he stresses this thing that actually in whole this chapter that the man, he will not be able to go to the spiritual world until he has some material desires. And this is actually a very fair statement, because if you have material desires, what are you going to do in a spiritual world? What are you going to do? And in order to go to the spiritual world, you have to completely change your nature from material to spiritual. And actually, everything depends on desire. So our desire lead us during whole life, and we shouldn't blame anybody, because whatever we achieved now, it's only due to our desires. Because due to our desires, we will get next existence in this body or that body, or this planet or that planet. Ultimately, everything depends on our desires. If we want to have material desire, we'll stay here and we'll remain in material world and we'll be suffering and we'll not be happy. But as I mentioned that before, in a few classes back, that from Greek word, the human means anthropos. Anthropos means those who looking upward. So only in a human form of life, people, they could, the humans, they could look forward. Because, you know, wherever you look, you the same direction you go. If you look downstairs, you go downstairs. If you look upstairs, you go upstairs. So everything depends where we are looking. But most of the time, you know, material life always pull us down with the rope. You know, it's, we can, of course, we can do, we can theoretically discuss here, but the reality is that material life pulling us down. We have duties every time, every minute, and we have to do these duties. But actually, if he desired to go up, everything begins with the. You know what's holding us? Prahlad Maharaj Mahajan, he's saying that what is holding us is Sneha Pashaya. He explains in this sixth chapter of seventh canto. Sneha Pashaya means Sneha means butter. You know, it's affectionate ropes. Pashaya means ropes. So these affectionate ropes holding us in the material world. And it's very difficult to actually to give up such ropes. It's not easy. For this, we are practicing spiritual life. And because from the first point of view, people might think, oh, it's very cruel. It's not fair that you're cutting up all these our attachments or affections. It's not fair. How can you do it? All your spiritual practice, all you Hare Krishna people, it's not fair. We shouldn't cut these ropes of affection. But actually, we're replacing these affections from material to ropes of affection toward spiritual world, toward a spiritual sky, toward Krishna, toward devotees. And so if we want to go to the spiritual world, we shouldn't have any desires, any material desires, because as Acharyas explained, in order to go to the sun, you have to have a body made from fire. And if you want to go to the spiritual world, how could you go with your... You will be like an alien there, you know. You arrive there, and what are you going to do? If you have your spiritual, material desire, I want to this, if I... So... It's actually a very fair statement that if you don't want to give up your material desires, you have to stay here. But if we desire to go to the spiritual world, and Srila Prabhupada explained here in this chapter that this spiritual life beginning from the very childhood. It says tapasa brahmacharya nasha mena cha damena cha. So from the very beginning, the person, he got training from the very beginning, and he got trained to this renunciation. And in a traditional Vedic society, you know, in order to make the person one nicely fit to that society, he was trained two main simple principles. You know, the boy and girl was trained renunciation, but in two different capacities. So for the boy, by these two qualities, by controlling his senses, and the second one is that he have to be sensitive. In other words, he have to be careful about others. So these two principles was taught to the boy from very beginning by the spiritual master. Spiritual master actually also plays very important role in life of the any disciple. And this verse, famous verse also, Guru, was it Karna? No, about the Guru. Guru Karna, Karna Dharam. Yeah. Nideham Adhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. Guru Palam Sukaram, Guru Anyakuna Kulena, Nabasvateritam, etc. I forgot. Okay, so the spiritual master, when the boy reaches 5 years old, he sent to the Gurukula, right? And so in Gurukula, he got trained these qualities. Because if the boy, little boy, stays at home, he cannot be trained like he got trained in a spiritual master's house. Because you know, Gurukula means the boy who lives in the house of the spiritual master. And he serves the guru, and he's trying to control his senses, because if the boy will be raised at home there is always mama, you know, the mama always give him candies, and even though the papa could always be strict with him, but mama she always give him some candies and some sweet words. So, in order to train the little boy, in order to develop the spiritual intelligence in the boy, he should have strict discipline. This strict discipline is develop the spiritual consciousness, spiritual intelligence, and one of the function of intelligence is Viveka Shakti. Viveka Shakti means though he could distinguish between matter and spirit. But if he living at home, there is no opportunity, there is no situation if he will be thinking in that way. But if he lives with a spiritual master, he will train him. And the spiritual master, he taking care of him like about his own son, and he actually cares about him in order to get him the benefit, eternal benefit, not shreyas, which is five immediate benefit, but prayers. No, the other ways, yeah. So he gives him shreyas rather than prayers, because it will give him ultimate benefit. He'll become the spiritual man, and when he will become the grihastha, he can do his duties properly, and at the end of life he will renounce this material world very easily. So and this spiritual way, it's not troublesome. It's actually happy way to get it. Because right now we think that it's difficult. But if the people were trained properly, he will be at the end of his life. He will be for him will be easy to renounce everything. But for most of us, it's too late. But you know, it's but we should have at least hope for the holy name. The holy name is a real hope for us. So in second So first is he control his senses, and second one, that he taking care of others because he's not egoistic. You know, the problem for the soul in the male bodies, that they're very egoistic, and usually they don't care about others. But in Vedic society, the kids was trained these two most important principles: control their senses and taking care of others. If he trained such principles, he can take care nicely about his wife and children, and his future life will not be spoiled. If he will not learn these principles, all his life will be spoiled. You know, as Srila Prabhupada told us a story about this one man had a mother, but his mother died and his aunt took him to raise. And his aunt was very affectionate toward this boy. And she allowed him everything, because she loved him and she allowed him to do anything. So he grown up as a rascal, number one. And, you know, because he was allowed to do everything, and he didn't have that intelligence. So as usual, he got caught by police and sentenced to the hand. So he was sentenced to hand, and before the execution, the judge asked him, "What's your last wish?" And he said, "Let me say something to my auntie." And his aunt thought, "Oh, this boy, this poor boy, maybe he will tell me something very nicely and loving thing, because I loved him so much and I allowed him everything." But he came up to her and bite her ear, and bite off her ear. And she said, what you are doing? I always loved you, and I allow you to do everything. How is it possible? What did you do to me?" And he said, "Well, if you would strict with me, I will not be standing here, right now. If you will not allow me to do bad thing, I will not grow up as a thief and rascal and murderer." So this is a very important lesson. And for the girls, it's actually the same principles, but it's in another different little bit, different shape. You know, for the girls was trained to be chaste, and second one to be satisfied with whatever they acquire. So because the problem in for the soul in a female body, that she always want more. So we know from the Vedic scripture that the word woman means stree. Stree means expand. So naturally she expand the family, she expands everything. You know, because men usually they don't need anything. If you go to a brahmachari ashram, they have only one shelf. So, and they sleep on a little mat, as Prahlad Nrisimha explained about his sons in Mayapur Gurukula. They have only a little mat and they're happy. But if they have a wife, they have many shelves. So the woman is expand. But this, it's okay to expand, but this desire of women must be under the control. If it's not under the control, all their life will be spoiled, and ultimately their life will be they will be unsatisfied. They will be miserable life. So these important principles that were cultivated in a Vedic civilization. But if we will try to jump on that level right from our stage right now to the level of renunciation, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, that he is who? Mithyachara sa uchyate. If he is not renounced internally, but renounce externally, it's not actually a real renunciation. And he will bring only the misery to himself, misery to those who are around him. Imagine if you go to Vrindavan right now and you have a lot of material desire, you will be trouble to the society. If you'll be like sannyasi living in Vrindavan, you will be very annoyed with all kinds of material desires. So Krishna said that you have to, before renounce anything, you have to have internal work, internal the consciousness, change your consciousness to the material, to the spiritual consciousness. Then it will be easier, easy and joyful renunciation, and you can go to the forest without any problem. So from this, from very childhood, our spiritual journey starts, and everything, if we, everything built properly, everything will be all right and will be happy. The small boy will be happy in his future life when he will become family man, and it will be easier for him, and he can very easily go back to Krishna Loka after he gives up his material life, material body. All right, I guess that's it that I wanted to say. A little bit confusing, but maybe anybody has any questions or comments? Yes, Shashaprabhu.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, you were nicely describing how there's a difference in training the boys and the girls, but do they also get those same principles? In other words, does the boy also have to get some instruction in being satisfied, and the girl have to get something, some instruction in taking care of others, or is it just that they don't get one or the other?
Well, it's for the boy, it's actually not necessary to be satisfied with... It's not main principle for the man. It's a natural thing that he becomes satisfied, because usually they don't need any, they don't want anything more by their nature. So this the accent made by these two principles, that to control his senses actually is the same. Yeah, control the senses, and to be chaste for the girl is the same. Because what does it mean chaste? Chaste means doesn't look different direction. Only on your husband you look, the girl. Otherwise she's not chaste. She must be jitendra, so control her senses. And taking care of others and be satisfied. Yeah, it's actually the same principle of renunciation, but different, little bit different shape, different angle, which making accent for the two main principles. And what's your question? I didn't get really.
Well, is there, you answered it in the sense you said that it's not a problem for the boy.
Yeah, it's
having,
not a problem.
Wanting more than, so the instruction doesn't need to be so much there just to be satisfied. Yeah. That's
so
naturally.
It's included in controlling his senses.
Including
because when he controls his senses, his Viveka Shakti develops. Viveka Shakti, his sharp intelligence, he can see good and bad, matter and spirit.
For the girl, then taking care, I mean, like serving her husband or something like that would be like taking care of others. That so being chaste includes that.
Yes, like includes that. And of course, I didn't say about the girls. The girls, they didn't send to Gurukula. They are raised at home. And their parents teach the girls. And but for the boy, better to send him. Otherwise, he will not be good at home. He will go only to the discotheque or disco or something.
I feel impelled to make a comment.
Okay.
That... I think at least in modern day, maybe in some Satya Yuga or Dwarapara Yuga, boys by nature were satisfied with little. But my experience and what I see is that boys are just want more, but they want more of something different. They may not have a lot of shelves, they just have a lot of gigabytes. And
but this including in controlling the senses, you have to control your senses.
you have to control the gigabytes. But you know, and they want car. They're attracted to different kinds of things.
Yeah.
But they're still attracted to, and they may be fewer, but they're bigger priced items. You know, women.
That means they don't control the senses.
Get choris and saris, and men get gigabytes and you know Ferraris. But it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, in a way. I appreciate the idea that if you learn to control your senses, then automatically the number of your desires is diminished. But to say that inherently in the male psyche there's less desire for material things, I find that hard to accept. I mean, I would have to really, you'd have to prove it to me.
Okay. Yeah, Prabhu. This Prabhu. And also Madmohan, yeah? You want it? Okay. After. Okay.
So I was just wanting to ask, or it seems as if what you were speaking about, the element in which your descriptions are saying is that unless we can act in relationship to our family and our, you know, accoutrements that support that family life, unless we can act in relationship towards those as directing us towards our spiritual life, then those things become entangled. So if we are seeing our family members as Vaishnavas, if we're seeing our household items as the Lord's paraphernalia, if we're acting as a spirit soul, not as a man or a woman, and we're trying to be respectful to everyone and care for each other, that's the consciousness which enables us to be renounced within the family life and therefore pass through it without difficulty. But when we forget that and we become ensnared with maintaining and acquiring, that's when all the difficulty arises and we become entangled and have to take birth again to sort that out. Is that...
Yeah, it's ideal. It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He saw his wife and his home as servants. His wife as a servant of Krishna and his home as a temple. Yeah, but as Srila Prabhupada says, particularly in this commentary purport, that, as I just read, unless one is extremely advanced in spiritual consciousness, household life is nothing but a dark well in which one commits suicide. So if you advance, yeah, and if you train from very beginning, it's very easy. Because many people, they think that renounced people, they're like robots, you know. They're afraid to look everywhere in order to become, afraid to become attached. But actually they look everything as relation to Krishna and they see spiritual energy everywhere. And for them is that just happiness. To do anything, they're just happy to do anything, and with relation to family, to the wife, kids, etc. Yeah, if you have such consciousness, yeah.
It fits again. In the fifth canto, the first chapter, this point was brought up, and they ask how it is an advanced devotee, Priyavrata, I think it was, how he could enter in householder life. And they gave a really bleak description of it at that point also. So it seems like this is a general understanding. However, for devotees, it appears that there's two different angles. There's their internal devotion and the quality of their chanting, giving up the 10 offenses. And then there's the external, which they look quite similar to materialistic people. However, it's a very, what do you call it, guyam, it's an internal thing, if they're being honest or not, that there's some sort of internal integrity that seems to be greatly personal between the devotee and the spiritual master and Krishna on their honesty level of what they're doing, because one time Prabhupada said, you're living with Maya out of Maya in householder life. And if you're not truthful, it's very easy in time that, where did he go? He was just here, you know, he gave such a... And then, but somehow or other, there's this other element that's, I think, having to do with the quality of your chanting, how, when you're addressing Krishna, because it's, we're Yogamaya Mahamaya, you know, we're connecting our Maya to Krishna, you know, we're having Krishna reveal, being revealed to us through everything that we do by Prabhupada's mercy. So it always seems to be, all throughout the Bhagavatam, actually, that there's the general way that things look, and then the internal life of the devotee that connects things to Krishna, and that sentiment that's going on there, backed by knowledge and realization.
So for us, is a real hope only the holy name. You know, the holy name, if we do it properly, it's purify our heart very fast. So in order to do that, we have to associate with such people who has this attachment to the holy name. Otherwise, you know, for most of us, it's too late to raise in such a consciousness, to be trained in such a consciousness. We have only hope for the holy name. That's why we have to be work internally on our chanting of the holy name. And this is our exit, yeah, from this situation.
So are you saying if someone isn't trained in this consciousness, they don't need to depend on the holy name? But only people who don't have the opportunity to be trained in this consciousness do?
Well, if they train, it's easier for them. Yeah, it's easy, much easier for them.
Okay. Do we have case studies of this actually?
And for them, it will be much, you know, for them, it will be not like troublesome when we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, thinking like, but for them, it's like enjoyment. Chanting the holy name, they just bring happiness to them. It's a joyful process for them. For us, it's a real hard process right now to have a taste for the holy name. All right. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.